Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, with and completely deserved, I must say, if I do say so myself, and I do. Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for being here. I'm glad you're part of my day. I'm glad we got our good buddy Gary Moore back on the show, too, by the way. Gary is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Financial Seminary, author of Faithful Finances 101 and Spiritual Investments. But the book that I first knew him about, the one that I helped him launch and where we met over almost 17 years ago, is the one he wrote, the first, I guess it was his first one, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton. And we've been good friends ever since. Gary Moore, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Gary, when you were first on the show, and I guess your publicist sent us the book, and I knew a little bit about John Templeton, and when I got the book and got into it, I said, you know what, I just want my audience to hear about this guy. And I didn't know whether you were any good or not, but I liked your book in those days. And so then we found out you come across pretty good. And so what I'd like for you to do, there's a whole, at least one, if not two generations of people out there who don't even know who Sir John Templeton is or was.
I know. I'm
Tell us about
running
that.
Into that more and more.
Tell us about that.
First, John was called the Dean of Global Investing. He began investing around the world. He was a graduate of Oxford. So after he got out of Oxford, he went and saw the world.
He's an American.
He's an American.
He's from your country, your state, wasn't he?
Tennessee.
Tennessee, okay, all right. I thought he was from Kentucky.
I've never
all right.
quite forgiven him for not being Kentucky. But John was basically investing around the world when most people didn't even know what a mutual fund was.
And he was doing that back in the 50s and 60s, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. The first year his partner tried to sell his mutual fund, he sold a total of $250,000 worth. But he became a legend because he's apparently the best performing mutual fund manager of last century.
So, folks, when you hear somebody say something about the Templeton funds, you'll know where those funds got their name.
Exactly. That's it. Sir John Templeton. He was a very spiritual fellow. Like you, believe it or not, Jim, he actually had a theology called a theology of humility. He believed you had to be humble.
Only he really was, right?
I don't know about you, Jim, but I've always been very proud of my humility.
Yeah, me too.
but that was, John used to say that we don't, even though he was a Rhodes Scholar, he said we don't use 10% of our brains in business and such. And he said if we would just be humble, we would learn more. Most of us tend to think that we know a little more than we do, and I know I do. And he used to say, you're not going to learn very much if you believe that. And he used to believe, this was the interesting part, that because we have the Bible, which was canonized, of course, centuries and centuries ago, many religious people in particular, if you know what God has said, you don't need to know anymore. Okay? And he used to be particularly critical of religious people, so he was always interested in religion making progress and keeping up and relevant with what he didn't believe. You change religion, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Believe, for example, in the biblical times, people's wealth were in sheep, goats, vineyards, and today they're in mutual funds, CDs, and bonds. And he said religion has to keep up with that, and he didn't think that religion had much to say today as far as people's mutual funds and so on. But basically, his whole philosophy of business that made him a legend was that if you've been blessed like America has, then you should be a blessing to other nations. And so he took billions of dollars of North Americans, fluent North Americans, and invested them. Places like Mexico, I can remember when his largest thing was telephoned to Mexico when nobody knew what it was. And he made fortunes doing that for people. But he was just a remarkable man. He was brilliant but humble, and was always a servant to people. You discussed that a while ago. You know, whereas a lot of people, if I'm a money manager, you'd say, what are you going to do for me? They say, oh, I'm going to make you all kinds of money. And John would just simply say, you know, I'll do the best I can for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what was really interesting to me, Jim, and what I'd like to talk about a little bit this morning, I talked about in that favorite book of yours, Spiritual Investing, is how most of John's investing philosophies and business philosophies were what we call contrarian, which is, you've heard Warren Buffett say you want to be fearful when other people are greedy and you want to be greedy when other people are fearful. John put that into practice forever. We'll discuss some of the ways that he did that as we go along.
Let's do that when we come back. John, give me your website, please.
Financialseminary.org.
Financialseminary.org. Check that out. You can find all of Gary's work, including his outstanding essays that I'm the happy recipient of on a regular basis. 20 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Gary Moore. Stay with us.
And you ain't had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.